Narrated by Jacob Vo. Homo Naledi. Into the Cradle of Humankind. By Jessica Jutras. Raina K. Nayak. Zarish Jawad. Juwaira Razvi. Maggie Wang. Sapna Ramesh Warson. Kevin Fan. Aya Noor Nedi. Lydia Sokan. Anushka Hasicha. And Amna Zia. Introduction. Jessica Jutras. As part of an incredible opportunity granted by Dr. Austin Martin of the Antarctic Institute of Canada, AIC, and funded by the Canadian federal government through RIPEN Level Up, a group of over 200 students have been employed to write about a plethora of educational topics. The AIC's goal is to make these academically researched sources available for general access for those who do not have the ability to attend post-secondary education, who are disabled, and who otherwise can benefit from them. In this segment, 11 dedicated students present research on the most recent archaeological discovery to challenge previous human evolution narratives, Homo Naledi. Each student unveils unique perspectives on various topics, including a brief history of evolution theories, the Rising Star cave system where the fossils were found, impacts of the discovery on the scientific community, and ethical implications regarding historical excavations, among many other riveting debates. Chapter 9, Opposing Viewpoints and Controversies, by Anushka Hasija. Introduction. While the discovery of Homo Naledi marks an exceptional advancement in the paleoanthropological field and markedly enhances our understanding of human evolution, there is still a great deal of debate and controversy regarding this discovery. During an expedition conducted by Lee Berger in October 2013, fossil hominins were discovered in the Naledi chamber of the Rising Star cave system in South Africa. These fossils were noted by Berger et al. To be a species of extinct hominin, which was previously unknown, with several of the species' features paralleling those of other early Homo species, such as Homo erectus or Homo habilis. They decided to name this foreign species Homo Naledi. Over 1,550 specimens from at least 15 Homo Naledi individuals were found from this site between 2013 and 2014, making it the largest assemblage of a single species of hominins yet discovered in Africa. These fossils were dated to be approximately 236,000 to 335,000 years old in 2017. A subsequent excavation in the Lesedi chamber in 2017 unveiled even more fossils, with specimens from three Homo Naledi individuals. Several anatomical and behavioral features of the species were puzzling, as they were exceedingly small in relation to other Homo species, but they also possessed features comparable to modern humans. Consequently, there is a myriad of controversy about this discovery with regards to whether the various hypotheses formulated by Berger et al. About Homo Naledi are accurate, whether Homo Naledi is a true species at all, and whether the area is actually a hotbed for evolution. Furthermore, aside from Homo Naledi, there is ongoing debate about several other topics, such as creationism versus evolution, and general misconceptions about human evolution. This chapter will discuss various controversies opposing expert opinions about Homo Naledi and explore the debate between creationism and evolution. How did the bones get into the cave? A central topic of debate surrounds how the Homo Naledi fossils actually got into the Naledi and Lesedi chambers of the Rising Star cave system. Typically, when excavations are performed and hominin fossils are found, various plant and animal remains are also found in the same sites. There are various pre-existing theories as to how bones get into caves in general. For example, rodents often drag bones into caves, and underground water systems also play a major role in moving bones around caves. In the Rising Star cave, however, only hominin remains were found. No other species was present. There is no evidence, for example, marks on the hominin bones, that predators dragged the fossils into the caves. Additionally, the Naledi chamber does not appear to have a direct opening or pathway to the surface. Researchers postulate that this cave was never open to the public, as the fossils deposited
Sample complete. Ready to continue?